I'm Jen Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly, and you're listening to XOXO
JK,
a show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff. This week, we'll take a deep dive into the Midwest.
Or the North, depending on what you want to call it.
We'll talk about the rebranding. Nice. We have Maddie Gibba here in the studio with us today. Maddie is a comedian currently touring with Second City Theatricals. You can find Maddie on Twitter at Maddie Bell, MaddieBelle, or at MaddieGibba.com. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh my God, you guys.
You're our very first ever guest.
That I don't believe that.
Inaugural guest.
Oh,
this is a groundbreaking episode.
This is exciting. We just had brunch and now we get to podcast.
Oh my God. Let's do that every
week.
Let's
go back and talk about all the things we talked about at brunch. So we still have things to talk about on the podcast.
Let's talk about 8 out of 10 things we talked about at brunch.
There was a time I got a little pre-weepy at brunch, but probably just because I was so full from Eggs Benny.
Probably.
So right? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say 8 out of 10 things.
Okay.
And then we'll do the 2 out of 10 offline.
So duck pics is offline.
Duck pics. Et cetera.
Yeah, you guys, duck pics.
Today we're going to talk about the Midwest, growing up here. A couple of us did. All of us did.
Yeah.
And then a little bit about the rebranding and how they want to sort of leave the contingency. They want to leave like Texas did. We want to be called something else. The North.
Instead of flyover states.
Oh. Yeah. Which I think is really interesting. And it's really the Dayton brothers that are kind of leading the way.
Eric?
I don't know their names.
Are they the Bachelor Farmers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I almost said Butch and the Boar. Oops, that's out.
And then we're also going to talk about leaving here, coming back.
Yeah.
Especially because Maddie's has lots of experience with that. Transplants, cultural stuff, etc. So yeah, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say one thing. You guys both grew up in Minnesota. I grew up in Milwaukee, so still Midwest, right? Well, Maddie, I know you lived in other places too, but.
Yeah, I moved here when I was 7. I spent my first 6 or 7 years in Southern California.
Yeah, SoCal.
Wow.
Oh yeah. My God. Do you want to take like the 405?
My parents say they moved here because they didn't want to raise their children where others took theirs for vacation. And also my grandmother was retiring and my father had just like looked for a new job and he's a nurse and he got a job here. And so we moved here. It was great. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. And I've lived here for 18 years. So literally exactly half my life, if you do the math, actually 18.5 years. So one thing though I still struggle with to this day is like the Scandinavian kind of culture where it's like nobody wants to like stray from the group sort of situation. Like nobody, like, you know, you can't really like talk about good things that you've done necessarily because people think it's like bragging
culture of humility.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's
interesting. I talk about that with my therapist a lot because she's like, well, it's like a Minnesota thing. Milwaukee, Chicago, we don't have that.
No.
Well, it's especially hard because you're a performer.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. I was raised by I was raised by New Yorkers in the Midwest, essentially. And so I always thought I was too loud, or I shared too many opinions, or I was too to the point. And now I live in New York and I'm like, oh, wait, it's a whole group of people who understand me.
Yeah.
This is like, it's okay to be to the point. It's okay to celebrate successes that you've had. And you don't need to keep your head down so nobody sees you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Most of my mom's extended family is in New York and on the East Coast. And when I was aware, like had an awareness and was with them, I've never felt more like I had a group of people that understood me, or like, these are my people is the feeling I had at 8.
Yeah.
Because they danced and were loud and like kind of threw elbows to get their story in. And I remember feeling so alive, and have since then every time we've visited or been out there.
Do you know, I feel like there was this virtue I kind of was raised on going to Catholic school, which was gentle strength. And I feel like being raised in the Midwest by New Yorkers encompasses that the most. Like, you can be really, really strong and really, really passionate and bullheaded while also being really gentle and considerate to the people around you. So you can be strong like a New Yorker, and you can be gentle and compassionate like a Midwesterner usually is, and combine those two things and you might get further.
I love that idea of having those Midwestern traits broken down into like the gentle and the kind. Those are the good parts of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I like the idea of
versus
that
because the passive aggressiveness.
Right.
Well, it's automatically everyone goes to, well, everyone's passive aggressive. No one's going to say what they want to say. And
you know what? I find if people, whenever someone has a reaction to something that they don't want to say what it really is, they do this. They go, huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Like they always do that because really secretly they're thinking that fucking sucks.
When my sister got married, one of our neighbors at the time came up to me and I was her maid of honor and I was in my bridesmaid's dress, and she came over to me and she was elderly and she looked at me and she said, "Well, don't you look like you're making a statement?"
That's awesome.
That is layered years.
My grandma
really
was a hairstylist, right? Up until she retired at like literally age 85. She died at 86. And like she didn't cut hair all those years. She like downsized to just doing the shampooing. Okay. But she had lots of feelings about hair. And as a child of the 90s, right? In my adult years.
Oh my gosh.
I had lots of interesting hairstyles whenever I would come home from college, and the most passive aggressive thing she ever said to me was, "Oh, so that's how they're wearing their hair in Minneapolis these days."
Ouch.
No, I love it so much. I just think it's so great. Like I get it, grandma. You're also 100 years old.
That's in the same category as like, "Ooh, what a
do you like those shoes?"
Special.
Yeah.
Well, that it's a sounds like an interesting thing. Job.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I'm glad you like it.
Neat. Yes. I've used neat, though. Sometimes you can rock it, you know? When you're really in a comfortable spot, you can sort of rock the fact that you're from here.
Yeah.
And use it as like a cushion.
Neato.
Oh.
Downtown.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. You can have a beagle.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. I brought a bag of beagles.
What else is interesting about Minnesota, like the Midwest, in comparison to other parts of the country? I think like... here it seems that people are much more on trend to like marry younger and like buy houses. Like that's as a 37-year-old non-married renter, I feel like I'm in a minority in that those two departments. But like if you go to the coasts,
right, it's normal.
It's normal. Even Chicago is normal, I feel like.
Do you know, it's interesting though. Chicago is So I split my time between New York and Chicago right now. And Chicago is kind of more of a settle down place.
Yeah.
Everyone's just buying a townhouse. They're just in the city being married and buying a home.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like a pseudo, still comfortable.
Yeah.
But not quite as homesteady.
Yeah. Yeah. Like people will be like, oh, you rent.
There's a
that question. So surprising for me because I owned since I was 20. Mm-hmm. I owned two homes and then I got divorced and I gave up the home because I was so sad there.
Yeah.
But I can't believe how many people come in and ask like that's like asking how business. Much you make a year or
do you own your house?
Yes. Do you own or rent? I mean, gross. Every single time.
And you know what I always say when somebody asks me that? I go, I rent because I'm not interested in spending my time doing things like fixing a roof. Like, I'd rather.
I know. I've had to justify it, but it's
you shouldn't even have to. I know. Justify it. Same with kids.
Who cares? Like, I loved it because I was traveling so much with the show.
Yeah.
I was in transition, you know, with the marriage. Right. I still own that home with Joel. There's no way for someone to take off a mortgage unless you sell or refinance.
Right.
So it's like, these are my options. And it worked out really well. I love the flexibility of it.
Right.
And I just kept saying, I feel like I got 30% of my time back. And people were like,
right.
And then they would, you know, like it caused this ripple effect of people questioning maybe that buying young isn't always the best.
Here's the thing though. Like, so there's a benefit in the Midwest of being able to actually rent a home that feels like you've bought a home,
right,
that has the security of feeling like you bought a home, unlike where I live, where in New York, where you better be a billionaire or you're going to be living with multiple roommates in a situation that feels temporary, doesn't necessarily feel like home, and like, but so there's a benefit of being able to live in the Midwest and rent in a situation that feels secure and feels like your home.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not the same idea of like renting and being in transition. It's renting and putting roots down.
Yeah. And when you think about it, you think, you know, it's really about that person's comfort level. Like, I've always been uncomfortable with people trying to figure me out.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like people trying to be like, okay, she's married. So then I understand
compartmentalize her.
Or this is why, even within a divorce, this is why people were so kind of that Midwestern, like, it's weird because it seems like the approach is kind, but then the questions are really cutting.
Of course.
You know, so I felt like within the divorce, people were just like, but there was like an event. Like there was like somebody cheated, something that there was sorted. Abuse. Yeah. There was like something like very, and I'm like, no, it's just that, you know, I was just
not happy and wanted to take my happiness into my own hands.
So unhappy and realized that like I still had life left to live.
I think that's so great.
You know, and it wasn't complicated. It was just like that. But that question was just like, people really wanted there to be like a reason so they could be like, I understand her. She was abused in her marriage. Like, put that in the.
There's a,
it's really weird.
There's a Midwestern mentality, I think. And I would say it is a Midwestern mentality of a lot of quiet talk behind people that it's not classified as gossip.
So, like, it's for the other person's benefit.
Like, oh, we're just trying to help them. So I always say that. When people are like, oh, you love to gossip. Like anybody who is friends with me knows, like, it's, I don't classify it as gossiping. I classify it as being like, I'm just talking about others.
Well, here's the thing though. If there's a thing that haven't, this is, okay, because this is what I don't get. First of all, one, everybody talks about everybody. This is just how it is. Okay. Like it, if you exist as a human and you think people don't talk about you, like, whoa, get ready for a wake up call. Right. This is just a reality. It's what you choose. Like, I could give two shits what people say about me. Like, I really don't care. But like, you know, there's a different dynamic between like, okay, Maddie is my friend. Listen to what just happened. I need to tell somebody about it versus like,
and let's pass a judgment.
Can you believe she was wearing black?
Yeah, that's not
with navy.
Like, yeah.
So I always say that the reason I like doing it is because I was raised by opera singers in Crocus Hill. And I went to all girls school. So I am who I am, and there's going to be no, I can't change who I am. And I feel like if you're talking about somebody in a way, or you're talking about a situation in a way of like, let's explore and story tell as humans do, as opposed to passing judgment and saying something nasty about something, someone, so that we can feel better about ourselves.
Yeah. Or
it's different.
Saying one thing in this group and then saying something else on the outside.
I feel like this is the start of a really great new Disney musical. Like this, what we're just like, I feel like Elsa, you know.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let it go, man.
I do have a chipmunk who's about to do a tap dance.
I'll be the curly haired one from Brave.
Perfect.
Ooh, I'll be the chipmunk.
Who would I be? I think would be Mrs. Potts.
Oh, Jen, you need.
I think you'd be Beauty from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, you really
think that as well.
Sweet.
Or I also think you could be Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
I never saw that.
Oh, ow, my heart! You have to see it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a 26 year old woman who lives my life like a preteen, and I.
Is it on? You seen Netflix?
I think it's working for you.
Thank you. It's you can watch it illegally on YouTube.
Okay.
The entire thing is there. I did that to keep my niece quiet the other day.
Cool. All right.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm not ready to be a parent.
No, I like it when I use it as a tool. It's a tool in my toolbox. Now, not so much. Yeah. But before, when they were little,
you were
sure.
Like, look at cats. Meow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to make dinner.
She always looks
it was always
at me
about survival.
She says, you have something to show me? I do have something to show you. An hour and a half long Princess and the Frog movie on YouTube while I make this lasagna.
Nice. Oh,
I want you to babysit me.
So what are some good parts about it, though? Because
the Midwest.
We have focused upon a little bit about, you know, the things that drive us crazy.
Well, Minnesota, you know, right now has a pretty low joblessness rate. That's real good, right?
I, Yeah, that's good.
I think that is good. I wonder about...
in comparison to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, recent, like the last couple of weeks, we've had some pretty bad news about Minnesota-based companies.
You guys, Wisconsin is like Florida
companies.
North. It's not...
Florida North needs to secede.
I can't deal anymore. Like, I literally am embarrassed to be from there.
Plus, you'll always get speeding tickets there.
You do. I got
you do. And don't you have to like pay them on the spot?
Now I think you do. They would. Sometimes they'll make you pay them on the spot.
Well, then I will not be driving through Wisconsin anymore.
I would say
to get my pie.
That's a good sitch.
But how much of it do you take personally? You know, when like something like say Michelle Bachmann was running here, and we were just like, it was the only thing about Minnesota in the news for so long. You know, like how personally do you take for where you're from?
Well, I just am disappointed. For one. Okay, so Wisconsin people elected Scott Walker. Great. There's a lot of stupid people in Wisconsin, clearly. Then enough people got together to try to get him taken out of office, right? Another vote. Still kept him in office. I was like, people of the world, like how? And then he got reelected again. So I just don't understand. And like, you know, people are losing jobs, like the education system in Wisconsin. It's like, this guy is a total douchebag idiot. And I don't understand how people can't see that. Like, it's just it frustrates me. And like, I remember the election last year. I was like, I've never been more embarrassed to say that's where I'm from. Like, honest to God. Like,
yeah.
He's making national news for being such a moron. Total idiot. And, you know, half my family, my immediate family, voted for him. And I think, how are we from the same... I just don't understand how we're from the same place. I really don't get it. And, you know, the education system, he's eliminating, what, $300 million from the university system?
Wow.
And I have friends who are university professors, one who just had her department completely eliminated last week, women's studies, because, you know, his track is like providing jobs that or providing education that translates into jobs. So, no need for a women's studies department anymore at University of Wisconsin.
Now,
Stevens
to
Point.
Be fair,
wow.
Women don't need any help.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
should be. Essentially eliminated.
Women should just get over it.
They should move on and do what they were meant to do, which is birth babies. And what are they doing in school anyway?
You know what? This reminds me of that Jenny Lewis song. Like, I love that line where it's like, the only difference between me and you is that I'm just another lady without a baby. And I was like,
I love that.
Resonate with that.
I like Jenny Lewis.
I do too.
Do you know, it's interesting. So when I moved to New York, I got very sad about my Minnesota pride because I am... yes, I was born in California, but I grew up here.
Yeah.
And I am proud of where I've come from. And I like the fact that I knew all my neighbors and I had a beautiful upbringing. And like, I went to my childhood house last week.
Still there?
It's still there. And it was amazing to walk in and be like, what memories? Like, what a beautiful time capsule. And what a beautiful neighborhood I was able to grow up in. And it was great. And then you move. And I felt like the beginning of my career started here in a beautiful way that gave me a playground. Like, this arts community gave me a playground to develop and have kind of my ugly years as well as like some great successes. And then I went to New York and I was ready for life because I had been bred to be strong and, and confident. And a New Yorker will be like, oh, Minnesota, like, would you grow up on a farm? No, actually, I grew up in like one of the largest arts communities in the country. And I am I had a great education at a prep school. And I had a great upbringing. And so people will immediately downsize it because it's the Midwest, when in reality, like, I actually am happy I grew up in the Midwest and I didn't grow up in New York. Like, I got some things my mom didn't get.
Yeah, I think that there is space for that, like, sort of soft place to fall, forgiveness, you know, still people still rooting you on.
Seasons.
Exactly.
Right.
We have a connection to nature that's amazing, that like you don't necessarily get other places, that you can live in a cosmopolitan area while also feeling very connected. You can be 5 minutes away from a lake.
That's somebody I was talking about this with somebody. Was it you or somebody else the other day about New York specifically? And they're like, in New York, you don't like, you're stuck in this concrete jungle and like you can't, you know, there's like Central Park and everything, but there's not like green spaces that you can just like leave to go to, or like a cabin, or like you have to take a train to get places. And it's not like, it's not as easily accessible as it is here.
I think you and I were talking about that, yeah, because I lived in Williamsburg in Brooklyn, and I honestly couldn't find a park, and it made me so sad. And I didn't realize until I moved in the winter. So I guess I just didn't realize.
Yeah.
And I had to move out of that apartment because our ceiling caved in, because the struggle is real. Because that's what happens when you rent and you don't buy, Jen.
I call my landlord and say this roof just caved in.
Yeah. Well, when Mr. P won't answer his phone.
Yeah.
And you don't have a doorknob because the crackhead who moved out before you stole all the doorknobs. The struggle continues.
Well, yeah, that's the difference. Yeah. It's like, we're still, I think we still have a softness here.
Yep.
That is, you know, with a bigger city, it's just more advanced. Like, people are harder.
I moved all the way uptown in Manhattan. I moved up to Inwood, which everyone's like, ew, why? And you're like, because it's a bunch of drag queens, Dominicans, and opera singers. And I'm happy up there because I live right across from a park.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, and I look at the park from my bed, and I can walk and look over the river, and I needed some peace.
Wait, is that the river Sully crashed into, or a different river?
Different river.
Okay.
Different side of the island, Jen.
Different side of the island.
Different side of the island.
It's a big island.
But we had a connection to nature, and I realized that the Midwesterner inside of me was like, I need to see a tree, and I need some time with some grass.
Right, like your eyes just land on something natural instead of created.
Like just things.
Yeah. Oh my god, Jen came to New York maybe about a year ago, and I took her to Long Island City in Queens
because I had a show.
Show. So we went to Long Island City, and I took her to this store.
The store was on the corner, like a block off from the club, because we got to the club early.
It was called Just Things.
Wow.
And it became my favorite place.
And now every time I walk by, I take a selfie with it and I send it to Jen. There was this woman. She was about maybe 4'10". She smoked like this and her talked like
this.
Well,
we didn't know. We thought didn't know yet what her voice was going to sound like, right? So we walked in and she goes,
welcome.
And we were like, yeah,
she looked like she was like, hi, welcome to Just Things.
She appeared from behind a pile of old American Idol tour t-shirts.
Yep, that's true.
And true. Had a cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
Smoking in the building.
Wow.
There were like half puzzles that you could buy.
It was pretty amazing. It was like the worst place. And so, she would take a picture of it every time she walked by.
But that's, I love it. So that's a benefit of places like that, right? So somehow that woman has been able to maintain a business.
I have no idea
how. And she's a treat, right? She's this beautiful treasure that you can find in the middle of New York City. And like, that's what keeps me in New York, because I'm like, look at these wonderful treasures.
Yeah.
And in Minnesota, I feel as though I found the treasures. But actually, as an adult, I come back and I find more.
Yeah.
That I didn't know about before.
It does depend on.
But when you transplant, you're looking for treasures. But when you're here, you don't look necessarily for treasures.
Well, it's like how you don't go to the museums in your own city. You know, like whenever you only go to those things, like when people come to visit.
Right.
Or like, you know, you're like, let's go to the Walker. I went to the Walker last week and I was like, man, I haven't been here in so long.
But it's going to be a beautiful week of weather here, and I'm going to be here for one more week. And my friend and I have been trying to get together, and I said, well, it's going to be beautiful. Why don't we walk around Lake Calhoun? And he grabbed my hand and he welled up with tears, and he's like, that's so beautiful. And he's like, I forgot that existed. It's been so dark.
Yeah.
The winter that broke us.
I like it.
I do too.
So as someone who's come back, what do you think the major difference in the people is? Like, do you think that, well, we're kind of famously known for like giving directions anywhere about our homes here.
Yeah.
You know, like you'll stop and be cordial, and then it stops at a certain point, and you like are still friends with the people you had in high school instead of making new friends along the way. So what do you feel like you've been accepted in, you know, other places you've lived and quickly? Or do you think that's normal?
That's how I feel in New York. Like, I can ask anybody on the street how to get anywhere if I need something, and people ask me constantly, and that's just normal. And so there's this mentality that that's not happening other places, and that's just unique to us. but I don't think that's true.
I have hiccups. That's okay. Hiccups are allowed here. This is really good to hear. I want to hear this because
we're not special in being nice.
How did we ever get that? Because we're not that nice, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, I don't actually think men nice, right? It's like that.
Do you know, it's interesting because I don't think that I can have an objective perspective on that because I am not a transplant. I grew up here. So then my feelings here are going to be different. I went to elementary school. I went to high school. I went to college here. And I spent the beginning of my professional development here. So I come back and there's a lot of baggage with the places and the things and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think I can have an objective view on that. People in general here are
but like your story, actually. You told me a lot of like in New York where you're like, we met on a train or like it seems like easier.
Oh yeah, that dude I met on the train. Yeah,
it seems like so a little easier to meet people in New York just in the sense of everyone's not from there.
Everybody's out in the world.
Yeah.
So if you're all out and you're all everyone's kind of grasping for some like type of human connection.
You're at the same thing in the same time, you know, going through the same
stuff. I think Twitter has helped break down that a little bit here. You know, I mean, I'm like meeting people and just meeting up at a show.
Exactly.
That helps a lot.
It's actually really funny when people be like, how did you meet? And we'll be like, oh, the internet.
We met on Twitter.
I met both of you at two separate things of like arts related activities that I was like, these two chicks are cool.
Yeah,
and
I
then
remember.
You two were friends and I was like, let's hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's
and just like being your own best like advocate.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter where you're from necessarily. It just matters that you're making an effort and like you're kind of in a place to say, hey, let's be friends. I did that with Jen.
Yep.
And then we met at that book reading. And I had this like awareness of who you were. And then you came over and said hi. And I thought it was you, but I wasn't totally sure. And that was, you know, from the get go, I was like, yeah, more. Like more of her.
I felt that way about both of you.
Oh my God.
You guys.
I think you just.
Is this vocal fry time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I literally cannot.
Oh my God. I can't.
I gotta watch that sketch.
Yeah, you do.
Tell me about.
One thing I think is interesting too about Minnesota people is that when people ask where you're from, if you're in a different part of the country, you say Minnesota.
I say Minneapolis, and it makes my mom really angry.
Yeah. Well, overall, people say Minnesota. Like, for example, at work, we have a photo project called Capture Minnesota, whereas other parts of the country that have done the same thing will call it Capture Cincinnati or Capture, Milwaukee. It's right. Not the state. We identify by state versus by city, where I'll say I'm from Milwaukee versus Wisconsin. You know, like for some reason, Minnesota is a Minnesota pride. It's Minnesota. It goes beyond like the direct city. Like if you like nobody's like I'm from Chicago, they're like Minnesota, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
it's interesting.
I say Minneapolis when I'm traveling.
Yeah,
but I have the kind of mixed roots. Like I don't feel like my whole family was born and raised here, and so I have this like side-by-side experience happening, so I always say Minneapolis.
Yeah,
my mom gets mad because I grew up in St. Paul.
Oh
that's what
it.
She's mad about. We lived in Minneapolis for a moment, Madeline. And I'm like, okay, I know, but like if I say St. Paul, they're like, did you grow up? Do you have a chicken?
Right.
I'm like, no.
Or they're like, where is that? And you're like, right next to Minneapolis.
Right, literally right across the bridge.
Yeah, I find myself having to explain that to people. They're like, how does that work? I'm like, literally, you leave one, you enter the other. Like they butt up against each other.
Right. It is a kind of a hard concept.
Yeah, 10 miles from downtown to downtown.
I guess I say Minneapolis because it feels to other people as though it's the larger city. And I don't want a mentality of like Midwestern bumpkin who's like bright eyed and
big,
bushy tailed in a big city. I want to be like, no, bitches, listen, I grew up in a city too. Calm down.
Do you want on my Tinder profile? Because, you know, this always has to come into whatever conversation that we're having.
Absolutely.
It says that my home base is MSP because I travel. And some guy was like, what's that? And I felt really sad for him because I was like, how do you not know?
Oh, is it like the Tinder message I got once that said, what a ukulele?
Yeah.
Like it was plural?
What a ukulele.
Love it.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, well, that's that app's going to be deleted.
No.
But we do. I mean, it is. it's a beautiful town. I mean, it we have a our
beautiful town. Stuff, you know, I will tell you, my friends from Milwaukee that did you like? Oh, I will tell you, my friends from Milwaukee. You know, they come visit up here in the big city. They're like so impressed by everything, and you know, that's just a 5-hour drive, a day's drive. They're so impressed by our public transit system, by the fact that it's integrated. Like our population is pretty integrated. There's still issue around that, but I think overall, in comparison to Milwaukee,
yeah,
it's much more integrated. Milwaukee.
Well, and I'd rather like under promise and over deliver, I guess, than anything.
Yeah,
so that's it's probably good that the perception is one thing, and
yeah,
when she was like, here, they're actually impressed.
It was winter.
I'd rather than the opposite right. happen.
It was winter, and they were like, people bike here. I'm like, yeah, this is how it goes, like this is what it is.
Yeah, there's like, a little bit of a badass then, undercurrent.
Yeah, and she called me, they were on 94. She's like, can we stop, where's a good place to stop for coffee? I was like, oh, exit Riverside, there's a Starbucks right there. So they went to the Starbucks that you know, is right kind of in the heart of the Somali community there. And so they were like, wow, is there like an insane Somali population? I was like, yeah, it's actually one of the largest in the country. And she's like, that is so cool. Like, she just, it's not even a thing that we think about per se like that.
Yeah.
And she's just like, this is like the coolest place. I was like, well, you're welcome to move here anytime. Thank you.
I've considered, I haven't been moved away very long. And every time I come home, it's just frequent. I think like maybe what would happen if I just came back and I think that's more of my need to like set up roots because I'm on tour all the time. But I'm like, what would happen if I moved back here? How happy would I be? And every single time I'm like, I'd be so happy. And that's okay. And I also know I have other ambitions that I need to be other places in order to fulfill those. But it makes me happy to know that I don't come back here and I'm like, screw you. I don't ever want you.
Like how I feel about Milwaukee.
Yeah. Like I always feel like this is home and will be a wonderful landing spot for me because it's beautiful and it's supportive and it's rich in culture. And so that's very nice to not have any resentful feelings about it. Yeah. With that said, I still live in New York, but it's...
Do you, how many Minnesota t-shirts do you have?
Not a lot. Mm. I actually got rid of a lot of my t-shirts in general. Thank you for bringing that up.
Because I feel like that's a thing we do.
I don't wear shorts or t-shirts.
Yeah, anymore. But like Minnesota-based like clothing or accessories.
Have like, become really popular.
Yeah, like a necklace with the Minnesota.
I will say I was on the subway a couple months ago and I was checking out the sweet biceps of a hottie across
Did he have a Minnesota?
He had a Minnesota on his bicep.
I think that's super hot too.
It's super hot. And I got up, I went sat right next to him and I was like, I'm from Minnesota too. Tell me everything. And we started chatting and it was
so
really
charming.
Sweet. Thank you. I'm much more charming.
Now you're getting married.
On a subway?
You guys,
underground?
Actually,
subway.
Underground mostly? I'm the queen of the rats.
I was actually thinking about getting a tattoo like that, which is very weird for me because I haven't had a tattoo since 1997. So
I didn't know you have a tattoo.
Yeah, two. We don't have to talk about it now. But
will you show them to me in private?
I don't know. I'm actually not that proud of them. But there's something about the Minnesota theme stuff is real cool. Maddie, we're gonna wrap up in a couple minutes, but I want you to tell me your top five. Okay, this is on the spot. This is a new segment we're calling Top Five that I just made up right now because I'm an improv too.
Can I give you the theme song for it?
Yes. Maddie, okay. Improvise. This is Minnesota Top Five. Hit it, take it.
Your top five. Give me a high five for your top five. Minnesota Top Five. And then like, pew, pew.
Oh, I like it.
I make a living as a musical improviser. I'm so sorry to everybody who's paid a ticket.
Thanks. I can tell. Who bought this podcast on the free internet.
I would... My Minnesota top five, what?
Just favorite things about Minnesota top five, go. And specifics.
Okay. I like walking around Lake Calhoun and cutting across and going to Lake Harriet. And then if I really have the energy, doing it all again and going to Lake of the Isles.
Oh, Josh Hartnett's house.
Yeah. Lake Harriet. is for the families. Lake Calhoun is for the hotties. And Lake of the Isles is to remember where I learned how to rollerblade and to see old homeless dudes smoking weed in a bush.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. I love grabbing a little coffee before coffee. I do that.
Coffee. We have a vibrant coffee culture.
We really do.
Let's see. You know, I'm devastated that 2605 Hennepin Avenue is no longer the Brave New Workshop. Is essentially where I went to college. So, one of my favorite things was to go there with a little lemon myrtle tea from the tea garden and go and sit with the city pages in the lobby of the Brave New Workshop.
That is a great Minnesota trio.
Yeah. On the day they handed me a key. I used to work there, and they gave me a key, and with a handshake, one of the artistic directors said, "This is the worst decision we've made in over 50 years." Mm-hmm. I was so honored. I burst into tears.
Amazing.
Let's see. I love riding my bike down Summit Avenue and going to the cathedral and sitting on the steps. I love... I'm at three. I love going to the Como Zoo and knocking on the window where the seals are and screaming at them to do something. Mm-hmm. And seeing if they'll show me the little tattoos underneath their fins. What? It
took a little bit of a dark turn there.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, do something!
It was like everything in Minneapolis was like, do-do-do-do. And then you go to St. Paul and it's like... animal cruelty.
It's not animal cruelty. No, I'm kidding. One time they let me pet a penguin off the record.
Wow. OTR.
And let's see, that's four. And I would say, going to W.A. Frost.
Magical.
And
bring it home,
sitting with my mom and all of her girlfriends and all of their daughters and having cocktails is my favorite thing in the world, and we try to do that as much as possible.
That's nice. A magical place.
Mm-hmm. Sitting there, because I grew up in that neighborhood, so I just feel like all of my memories are there.
Yeah, you have sort of a baseline for
perfect. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are nice. My top five Minnesota.
Well, I know you're leaving soon, so I hope that you'll be at sea for 4 months.
Yeah. I'm a sailor. I'm a tiny sailor.
You're a mermaid.
That's so cool.
I'm a comedy mermaid.
Thanks for taking time to join us today.
You guys, I love being your inaugural guest.
Oh my God.
It's
oh
a
my
big God. Deal.
I just can't even.
You guys are always welcome to come stay on a popped air mattress in New York if you'd like.
Sweet.
Wow.
That is like That's the best offer. Offer anyone has ever made me in my life. So thank you.
No probs. Yeah. I will fry up a little cockroach for you in the morning with a side of a poached egg, which
well,
I just
it's cool.
learned how to make.
I can just stay at my weird Astoria Airbnb.
Just things.
Oh, God. They loved me.
If she did an Airbnb, I would personally protest.
No, but my little family that I stay at Airbnb with.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was cute, that
yeah,
place.
It was cute. Yeah, I like that. Anyway, all right. Well, we're going to wrap up. So thanks for joining us, Maddie.
Thanks,
we love
buddies.
You.
You're the best.
You're the best. All of you both are the
you're
best.
You're the best.
You're the best.
Around top five.
Okay. This is Jen.
This is Jen.
And you can find me on Twitter at Jen Shaw. Or on the web at
genshaw.com. I didn't know you had a website.
You didn't?
No, I'm going to go to it immediately.
Love it. And this is Kate. Kate. You can find me at clever-kate.com. Or on Twitter at clever-kate.
Clever-kate. Twitter.
You can find this podcast at mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Including iTunes.
XOXO.
JK.
Gossip Girl.